He is Lord, he is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee should bow, every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. More grace this morning. What another day. My God, what a powerful day. What a great day to know who Jesus is, to be in the land of the living. What another great day to honor him, to bless him, to glorify him, to magnify him. I want us to begin to bless him right where you are. Open your mouth and begin to honor him. Begin to bless the name of your great God, that God who is Elabasha, that God who is righteous, who is awesome and powerful, who is faithful King, who does what he says. Open your mouth right now. Come on, let's open our mouth. We know what the word of God says. It said, enter his gates with thanksgiving. And my God, get into them courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. Open your mouth right where you are and begin to honor the God of your salvation. Come on. Let Eleba Shande Memo. Munanimi Sivelebe Claystala La Bokota. E Kororobobo Shandelebe Kekala La Baba Sha. Eba Shatanana Mosa. Lift your voice and begin to bless him. Come on, let's begin to give him glory. Let's begin to give him honor. Let's begin to shabak him, glorify him. Father, we bless you. Father, we glorify you. Lamb of God, we honor you. Thank you. Come on, begin to thank him. Come on, get out of your bed for just a moment. Get out of your bed. Some of you are on your way to work. You're getting ready for work, whatever it is. But I'm telling you right now to get up. Get up. Get out of that bed. Get over that couch and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Begin to open your mouth and honor the God of your salvation, the King of glory, the majestic Christ, great God Jehovah, Jehovah Sidkenu, Jehovah Makadash, Jehovah Rohi, hey, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Sabaoth. Open your mouth and bless him. Isn't he worthy? Isn't he awesome? Isn't he powerful? Didn't he bring you out? Didn't he sustain you? Hallelujah. Come on, open your mouth and begin to thank him. Father, we thank you. Father, we glorify you. Come on, I'm giving you just a couple of more minutes. There's over 800 people on this call. Hallelujah. And you know, we want to make it to 1,000. So you just go ahead and call everybody you know. Send a message. Let them know that we're on here praying, giving them glory, and exalting the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you. We bless you. We honor you today. We thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing in our right mind. We thank you for the use and activity of our limbs. We thank you for every ligament, every bone, every capillary, every vein in our body. We give you the praise for our brain. We thank you that our brain is functioning properly. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you the praise today for our bodies. We thank you for our eyes. We thank you for our ears. Hallelujah. We thank you for our nose that gives us the ability to smell, eyes that allows us to see, ears that allows us to hear. Father, we bless you today. We thank you for our eyebrows. We thank you for eyelashes. My God, we thank you for our neck. We thank you for our shoulders. We thank you for our arms, for our elbows, for the shins on our body. We thank you for our knees. We thank you for our big toe, our little toe. We thank you for the nails that are properly on the bed of our feet. We give you the praise today for the things that people take for granted. We honor you today. We thank you, hallelujah, for a dresser in our bedroom. We thank you for a bed. We thank you for a mattress. We thank you for cover. We thank you for comforters. We thank you for hair. Lord, we glorify you. We honor you today. We celebrate you. We honor you. Ile bala lula la mandala bashata. We have something to thank you for. Thank you that we're not a paraplegic. Thank you that we're not paralyzed. Thank you that we woke up this morning. Thank you, hallelujah, that we have a job. Thank you that we have somewhere to stay, a roof over our head. May not be the biggest house, may not drive the finest car, but we give you the praise today for a roof over our head, for clothes on our back, for shoes on our feet. Thank you today for our eyelashes. Thank you today for uncommon strength. Thank you for favor. Thank you for grace. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for rescuing us. Thank you for coming and getting us. Thank you for not leaving us where we were. My God, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. Your compassion, they fail not, but your mercies are new every morning. Thank you, Haba. Thank you, Elabosha. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for sanctifying us. Thank you for filling us with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Thank you for your Shekinah glory. Thank you for the word that we hear. Thank you for giving us a pastor after your own heart to feed us with knowledge and understanding. Thank you that we were not born in a third world country, that we're not serving a tree, that we're not serving an idol. We're not worshiping a bird. Hallelujah. We're not Buddhists, but we know who our God is. You said the people who know their God will be strong and do exploits. Thank you that I have the revelation of who you are. Thank you that I'm not a Muslim. Thank you that I'm not a Buddhist. Thank you that I don't serve Confucius, hallelujah, Hare Krishna, but thank you that I love you, I honor you, I serve a risen Savior who's in the world today. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for looking beyond my fault and seeing my every need. Thank you for not giving up on me. Thank you for being a God full of compassion, slow to anger, rich in mercy. Thank you for being kind. Thank you for being loving. Thank you for never giving up on me. Thank you for your faith, for your faithfulness, for your goodness, for your mercy. I have a reason to bless you. Open your mouth right where you are and begin to thank him. Thank him for your children. Thank him, hallelujah, that you're not living in a country and that bombs are not attacking your house. Thank you, hallelujah, ulo, ulobo shate, yay, bashanda. Oh, God, we're grateful today. We thank you today, my God, that we're not emaciated, that we're not poor, that we're not malnutritious, that we're not malnourished, but, my God, we're healthy. Thank you for health. Thank you for life. Thank you for strength. My God, I give you the glory. I give you honor today. I exalt your name. I extol you. I blow you up. I magnify you. I place none before you. I seat you as the king of my life. King of my life, I crown you now. You are so dear to me. You are my righteous king. You are my buckler. You are my sustainer. You are my battle axe. In the time of a storm, I bless you today. Hey, mashallah, ilalabo shete, yebakumansia, ilalabo sha. Hey, thank you for my children. Thank you for my wife. Thank you for my husband. Thank you for my grandmother, my grandfather. Thank you today that I'm not crazy. Thank you that I didn't commit suicide. Thank you that I'm not in a crazy house. I'm not in a straight jacket. Thank you, hallelujah, for your goodness, for your glory, for your strength. Thank you for the more that is about to be released in my life. Thank you for a revelation of more. Open your mouth. Bless him. What are you waiting on? Why are you afraid to bless him? Praise him until you agitate somebody. Bless him until you make somebody mad. Glorify the God of your salvation. Hallelujah. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. He'll come into your house. He'll come into your bathroom. He'll come into your vehicle. Who is he? Hey, Hebasha, Lele Boko, Tolo Bokula, Ribi Situri Miam Teledes. Delekiankalobokulale, Lilele Bekrestele Mondolo Bohuta, Brakadis, Zilobo Ushna, Lanka Babi be Asolobo Toto, Rota Duri be Este, Lekadesh Dili be Christi be Undolo Kuta. Hallelujah. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Haya, Oba Shakanda. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We exalt you. We place none before you. You alone are worthy. You alone are powerful. You alone are great. You alone are majestic. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name above the earth. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, joy of the whole earth. Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king? You're my everything. You're my all. You're my everything. You're my everything, both great and small. You saved me. You made a new life for me. You made everything new. I bless you. I honor you. You're wonderful. You're beautiful. Oh, my God, you're glorious. You're powerful. You are beautiful beyond description. You're too marvelous for words. You're too wonderful for comprehension. As nothing ever seen or heard, who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depths of your love? You are beautiful beyond description. I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of your love. I stand in awe of your greatness. I stand in awe of your mercy and your faithfulness. How could I live without you? How could I breathe without you? Without you, I'm like a mama memo shila. I'm like a mind without a memory. I'm like a kitchen without a sink. I'm like a bathroom without a toilet. I can't live without you. I can't move without you. You're my everything. You're the air that I breathe. Hallelujah. I belong to you. I bless you. I glorify you. I give you the honor in the name of Jesus. Oh, Messiah. Now, remember, the Bible lets us know. The Bible lets us know. What does it let us know? That the way into the presence of God is thank you. I think that's the Message Bible when it says enter his gates with thanksgiving. I think that's the Message Bible, Psalm 100. It says get in with the password, thank you. Amen. Ever since I read that, I always knew that from a kid, that the easiest way into the presence of God is to begin to thank him, is to begin to glorify him, is to begin to honor him. Oh, by Sunday, libe kendala makuta, ilabo shakala mandala basia. Amen. That's a powerful way to tap right into the presence of God, by beginning to thank him and glorify him and honor him for what he has already done. Are you listening to me? All right. We're going to pray today. Oh, la la ba ba shanda. We want to pray today. Proverbs chapter 13. Proverbs chapter 13. Proverbs chapter 13 is our scripture. Around verse 12, it says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it's the tree of life. Well, I need you to understand, this is very powerful. All right, now I want you to get this, and hear this by the Spirit. One of the greatest One of the greatest weapons of the enemy is to defer your hope. And the way he defers your hope is by causing a postponement or a delay of the things that the Lord has promised you. Amen. He told you something 20 years ago and you're still waiting on it. And it's not that it isn't time for it to happen. It's that the spirit of delay and the stronghold of postponement is stopping that thing from manifesting. But today, we want to break the back of delay. I wanted to target that thing, all right? Because there are many things in our heart that we desire to see come to pass. The deliverance of our children, the breakthrough of our spouses, amen. The manifestation of the promises of God, we desire to see it come to pass. And remember, everything that is going to happen in your life is not going to happen by happenstance or coincidence. It is only going to happen on purpose. And you must purpose yourself to pray. That's why KCC Charlotte is open 24 hours a day. I thought y'all was closed last night. Nobody told me that. But anyway, that's why we are a church of prayer and intercession, okay? Because we know that anything that is going to manifest in our life is going to happen as a result of prayer. I declared over Jacksonville yesterday that Jacksonville this year, before the year is out, God would have granted unto us a bigger building. Amen. And I declared it and I decreed it. But guess what? Now that I've released that thing in the atmosphere, it is up to the intercessors of Jacksonville, amen, to begin to pray that thing through. Hey, to begin to cause that thing to manifest and to come against the spirit of delay. Because one of the ways the enemy discourages us is he has us in a place of delay and postponement. And you're always wondering and waiting and waiting and waiting. And trust me, I'm not telling you there are not seasons of waiting in your life, but there also ought to be a time of manifestation. We are decreeing today that there will be no delay. I said no delay. No delay. We are declaring there will be no delay. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I decree no delay. No delay. Come on. No delay. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you, as I always do, that you hear me when I pray. And because you hear me when I pray, your word declares that I can decree a thing, and it shall be established. I know who I am. I know that I legislate in the spirit realm. I know that I decree a thing and it shall be established. Father, I declare that as we go into the month of May, we are now in the month of April, but I decree and declare that as we go into the month of May, that there will be no delay. There will be no postponement. There will be no deferment. Everything appointed by heaven for my life, for my church, for my family, for my loved one, for my business, everything that I'm supposed to receive this month, I declare in the name of Jesus, there will be no delay and there will be no postponement. I declare in the name of Jesus that any spirit of delay, any stronghold of postponement that's already been assigned to my life, that's been attached to my breakthrough, any attack of delay that does not want me to receive what I'm supposed to have, that wants to stop anything concerning my well-being, concerning my health, concerning my finances, concerning doors opening, concerning new money, in the name of Jesus, any deferment, any postponement, that wants to stop my release, against my life, against my ministry, against my mother and father, against my husband and wife, against my business, against my finances, in the name of Jesus, I arrest it, I override it, I declare by the power of God that there will be no delay. Whatever is supposed to be delivered to me, I declare that there will be no delay. Any individual who is assigned to bless me, who is assigned to increase me, who is assigned to give me more, any more assigned to my life, I declare there will be no delay. Anything that I'm supposed to receive today, that I'm supposed to receive this week, that I'm supposed to receive this month, anything that I am supposed to receive this year, not just me, but my family, but my daughter, but my son, my husband, my wife, my children, my relatives, Father, in the name of Jesus, anything that I'm supposed to receive, I declare, I decree, no delay, no delay, no delay, no delay. I break the back of delay. I arrest delay. I destroy delay. I dismantle delay. I dismantle postponement. I dismantle it now. Hey, hey, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the fire of God, I command the spirit of delay that is attached to my bloodline, the spirit of delay that is attached to my womb, whether it be natural or spiritual, the spirit of delay that is attached to my release, that is attached to my breakthrough, I dismantle it. I destroy it. Hey, 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 ma, shatile, leba babasa, libo koto, robo satula, lemendele mekanta. I break the back of delay. I break the back of delay. I break the back of delay. Lift your voice. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to intercede. Lift your voice and pray. Pray, pray, basha. Pray, mikoshe. Pray, mele basha talama. Levandele bekotaya. I break delay off of my business. I break delay over the salvation of my family. I break delay over the deliverance of my family. Delay, the Lord rebuke you. Delay, the Lord find you. Delay, the Lord arrest you. I 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 break your back. I break your back. I override the spirit of delay. I cancel the stronghold of delay. I dismantle. I interrupt. Hey, 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 hey. Lift your voice and pray and break the back of delay. Hey, Malabasha, Leba Koto, Robo Sadula, Limandili Mikivala, in the name of Jesus. Kilabasoto Limanda Labasha, Ebasha, Revelation, chapter 10, Milandilebe, Ilabanda Labakazaya, verse 5. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are therein are, the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. No more time. If you read it in NIV, guess what it says? It said that the angel said in Revelation 10, verse 6, there will be no more delay. Hey, there will be no more delay. There are many promises that you have received concerning your life that should have happened last year. All right? That should have happened last month. There's some words, you that are in KBC, you that are connected to me, there's some prophetic words that I spoke over your life concerning months, concerning dates. Those things came straight out of heaven. I know they did, because I have so many people who are testified of things that happened on that day. Are you listening to me? You have to give yourself the prayer. You have to pray these things through. We are praying in the name of Jesus, that whatever it is we need, we are coming against the spirit of delay. Don't play with this. God declares there will be no delay. Lift your voice and say in the name of Jesus, any spirit of delay against my marriage, hey, against anything concerning me, I command it to be broken. Now, 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 lift your voice again and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against the spirit of delay that's against my marriage, that's against my business, that's against my graduation, that's against my certification, against my education, anything concerning my well-being. I command the spirit of delay to be broken into pieces. I declare that the spirit of delay will not function in my life in the month of May, in the month of June, in the month of July, in the month of August, September, October, November, and December, all through the year of 2022. I declare that the spirit of delay will not function in my life. It will not be in my life. It will not manifest in my life. I come against every withholding spirit, every holdback spirit. Be broken, be broken, be broken. The manifestation of my healing will not be delayed. The manifestation of my more will not be delayed. The manifestation of my increase will not be delayed. The manifestation of my breakthrough, my turnaround, will not be delayed. Hey, 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 I declare my marriage will not be delayed. My breakthrough will not be delayed. My turnaround will not be delayed. Hey, 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 Basha, le babakuta, ribi setula, le banka la divos, zulolo bokulandi limie, le lele beklesta la klishlie, lukaluli mi piampala de bosa. Delay, the Lord rebuke you. Hold back spirits, be arrested. Hold back spirits, be arrested. Withholding spirits that are withholding my money, that are withholding my release, that are withholding my turnaround, that are withholding my breakthrough, my change, my shift, my elevation, my promotion, by the fire of God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I command, hey, 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 my finances to not be delayed. I command my healing to not be delayed. The salvation of my son, the salvation of my daughter, I break delay. I command delay be broken into pieces. I command holdback spirits be arrested. Withholding spirits be arrested. Hey, 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 lift your voice. Hey, break it, break it, break it, break it. Destroy the spirit of delay. Dismantle the spirit of delay. Hey, 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 shata, yama, mankala dubosa. Hey, 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 take it by force. You're violent, you're violent, you're violent, you're violent. You're violent. Hey, hey, Basha. Hey, in the name of Jesus. Kobosha. Hey, Basha, teme. Yembe, be, 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 sobo, bo, 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 kuta. Liba, mama, mama, shaka, lamanda. Andele, bazuku, lamandele, kida, lamai. Let me say something to you. I shared this with somebody, and I want to say this by the Spirit of God. While he's talking and while I feel the anointing moving, do not miss God in this hour. Are you listening to me? Were baba shaba bababo sobo komandele beklista. My God, I command every lawsuit that have been held back. I cancel delay. Ele basha man kandele be sotolelema. Everything that's supposed to be released, I arrest it. Let me tell you something. When you see that you're in a place and things are being released for you, things are being changing for you, things are shifting for you, and you're going to sit up and let somebody tell you something to move you out of place, you're going to let somebody tell you something to make you act crazy, you stupid. And I don't have no better way to say it but to call you stupid in the spirit. You're silly. You will let the enemy cause you to miss what you're supposed to have. It is not just enough to receive. It is about the divine timing and the divine placement of God. I want to be at the right place at the right time. That's when destiny happens. When timing meets with placement, things begin to shift in your life. All right? Don't miss God in this hour. Do not get caught up in folly and foolishness. Do not miss God. I say that by the Spirit of grace. Hey, do not miss God. Okay? Because I promise you, you miss God, it's going to hurt you in the long run. Amen. You may do well for a while, but in time, it's going to dry up. God told me something was going to happen for me, and it happened for me last night. My God, God promised me something, and it happened for me last night. That's the kind of God we serve. And I was so humbled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was so humbled by his faithfulness toward me. I'm so grateful. I'm so appreciative for his mercy and his grace toward me. While this anointing is moving, I'm challenging everybody on this call, not some of you, but everybody, because there will be no more delay. I'm challenging everybody on this call right now, every person. My God, if you got the call, and borrow it. I'm challenging everybody to sow a $22 seed, $22.22. Amen. $22.22. Now, we're on this prayer line, and you don't hear me ask for nothing every time because God doesn't always lead me to. But I'm challenging every person right now. $PBCJR. $KingdomCityCoaching. $PBCGR. So a $22.22 seed now. Do it while the anointing is here. Two is the number of double. It's the number of agreement. And I'm telling you right now, while this anointing is flowing, begin to sow that seed in faith and don't wait on nobody. Some of you need to sow it for your children. Some of you need to sow it for your family. Some of you need to sow it for your husband. Some of you need to sow it for your business. Amen. I'm telling every person, prophet, that's all I got. Sow it. Watch how delay is broken today. Watch what hits your life today. Watch the chains that fall off of you today. Watch the release that hits you, something that you've been waiting on. Watch it hit you today. Again, that's $PBCJR. That's Kingdom City Culture, if need be. BrianKarn.com, BrianKarn.org. Sow it in faith. Mail it in. P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. Are you listening? You need to move. You need to sow while the anointing is flowing. Delay has been broken. Delay has been dismantled. Amen. Your investment that's been on hold, no more delay. You invested some money, but it's always something pushing it back, always something hindering it. The devil is a liar. No more delay. I decree no more delay. I announce in the earth no more delay. When you walk outside today, I want you to speak to the elements and command everything to move in your favor. Command everything to move in your favor. When you walk outside today, declare no more delay. I'm not playing with you. I said when you walk outside today, let the earth know there will be no more delay for you. Let the sun know. My God, let the wind know that it is to move everything in your direction and there's to be no delay. Yay! Listen, we are preparing ourselves for the underground prayer movement that's going to be in Chicago. Amen. I think the date is May the 13th. Every person who plans on coming, and I expect you to be there, no more delay in buying your ticket. No more delay in getting your hotel. I command a spirit of urgency to arrest you now. Do not miss your hour of visitation. Do not allow the enemy to get you frustrated or to cause you to make a dumb decision in this hour. Some of y'all will never see the manifestation of the promise of God in your life because you are too double-minded. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord. The devil is a liar. You think I'm going to miss God? Not in this hour. Not in this hour. Devil not going to get me out of place. Not me. You can get out of place, but not me. I will receive everything God has. Everybody sowing that seed. You give him my cash. You give him my credit card. Amen. Check, cash, it doesn't matter. You're sowing that seed. Thank you, Lord. No more delay. Some of you might have already sold this, but there are 10 of you who may give $222.22. I said, there are 10 of you. You plan on giving that? Or you say, well, Prophet, I've already given my $22.22, but I want to sow the $222. Just add $200 to it. That's all you have to do. There are 10 of you who are going to sow $200. All right? I'm telling you what I know by the Spirit. But I want you to do this in faith. Do it in faith. And watch what God does. Sow it for your son. Sow it for your daughter. Sow it for their scholarship. Okay? Hear me. Sow it for their scholarship. Sow it for your lawsuit. Sow it for your investment. No more delay. We decree it. We declare it. Hey! We decree no more delay. We're praying. We're praying. We're praying this evening. I said, we're praying this evening. So go ahead and tell everybody, we'll be back on here praying at 6 o'clock this evening. Okay? I'm expecting to see you at 6 o'clock this evening. Set your alarm for 6 o'clock. I'm just doing it as the Spirit of God give it to me. I believe the Spirit of God is going to have us in prayer in the evening this week. It'll be 6 o'clock in the evening. All right? So let's get in prayer this evening. In prayer this evening, 6 o'clock, tell your mama, your daddy, your coworker, your boss, your manager to get on this call and don't miss it. Whatever they do, do not miss it because good things are happening in your life. You are blessed. You are favored. I've already went over my time. It's 6:40. I'm trying to get you out of here by about 6:35. But you are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. You are powerful. You are great. You can't be stopped. And because God is the greatest power, you know the rest. You will never, ever, ever be defeated. I'll be looking for you this evening at 6 o'clock. Don't let nothing stop you from being on this prayer line this evening. Hallelujah to God. At 6 o'clock. Because I believe things are getting ready to happen for you that's going to shift the very course of your life and destiny. You are blessed. $PBCJR. $KingdomCityCulture. BrianKahn.com. If you got to give by card. Hallelujah. Mail it in. P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida. Bailey Basha. Amen. 32239. We're sowing our seed in faith, and we are decreeing no more delay. It is so. You are blessed. I'll see you this evening, 6 o'clock Eastern time, for prayer. More grace.